Now, it's time for Medvid on Movies.
The dark wizard Gellert Grindelwald, played by Johnny Depp, hopes to unite all practitioners of the magic arts in a diabolical scheme to take over the world in the latest Fantastic Beasts movie, The Crimes of Grindelwald.
The moment has come to take our rightful place.
Join me or die.
And he is joined again by a gifted and charismatic cast, including Eddie Redmayne as magizoologist Newt Scamander, Jude Law as Albus Dumbledore, Catherine Waterston, Zoe Kravitz, and more. For no comprehensible reason, the action has shifted to Paris this time from the United States, and the intricate plot involves various uncoordinated operations to rein in Grindelwald from his evil schemes.
Grindelwald wants to see peace destroyed.
You want me to hunt him down? To kill him.
Do you know why I admire you, Nick? You do not seek power. You simply ask, is the thing right?
And I'll tell you what's wrong with this latest installment of Fantastic Beasts. Even for those of us who saw and enjoyed the previous film, as I did, this confoundingly complicated plot is almost impossible to follow. It's unclear why or how given characters love each other or hate each other, work together or in deadly opposition. Visually, the film is handsome, even stunning at times. It's rated PG-13 for dark themes and all sorts of magical threats. 2.5 stars for the epic but occasionally unsatisfying Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald.